every 7th show.
I would recommend this to anybody. Yeah.
All the leaders are really fantastic. They all brought something completely different to the table. You mind telling them your age?
I'm 63.
63 years young.
I found a lot of value because these are activities a lot of my patients do.
Movement, parkour, original strength.
Be open to new experiences, especially the ones that scare you, because that's where you learn the most.
You think maybe you'd come back?
Definitely, without question.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you a recap of what was hands down one of the best weekends that I have had in a long time. What am I talking about? The WMC, that's the Women's Movement Collaborative. If you scroll back to episode 20, I brought on Dani Almeida. She's one of the founders of the WMC. She was kind enough to ask me to come and speak, and I will never turn down an opportunity to use a mic. So I went out there to Seattle and proceeded to have one of the best learning and movement experiences to date. Now, the WMC is a collaborative, just like it says. It's a weekend-long event for women, by women. This time we had 7 different speakers, and each person, you know, presents on their topic, and then there's a breakout section, lots of movement involved. There was parkour, there were handstands. Dani presented on original strength and resets. They brought in Mandy Jankus, who is a Brené Brown facilitator, so there was some time to talk about the feels. And honestly, that was probably one of my best, one of my favorite times during the whole weekend, believe it or not. So the event honestly had something for everyone. It didn't matter your age, didn't matter your movement ability, whether you were super experienced, didn't matter what your background was in terms of your profession. There was something there for everyone. One of the coolest parts of the weekend was this thing called Sparkstorm, and that's when the attendees actually got to become the presenters, and the presenters got to become the attendees. So for those attendees who wish to lead a section, they were given 5 minutes, and they got to speak on whatever topic they wanted. Now, one of the things that I think is so cool about this is that people inherently, they like to share what they're passionate about. And I've never been at a conference where attendees were given the platform to do this. So it was a really unique experience. We got some really interesting topics, including 11 different kinds of female orgasms. Let that marinate for a second. There was literally something there for everyone. And honestly, I feel that if you are a female, if you are into movement in any capacity, no matter what your background is, no matter your experience level, anything like that, if you are at all interested, you need to be at this event. But I don't want you to take my word for it. I'm doing this episode like I did the IKN episode, and I interviewed 8 attendees. I did my best to give you that random smattering, that as diverse of voices as possible, be it age, movement experience, their careers, everything. So this way you can hear it and say, hey, that person's kind of like me. You know what? Maybe I could do this too. Because honestly, at the end of the day, no matter where you're coming from, no matter where you're going, movement unites us all. So let's cue up that first interview with a woman by the name of Denise Thurston, better known to us as D-Nice. Denise is an accountant. She's a Zumba instructor. She's got no formal sports background, but she has a laugh that is absolutely to die for. And if you go to the WMC for no other reason, it should be to hear Denise laugh. So let's check it out. All right, with me, I have the D-Nice. That's what I'm going to call her, all right? And listen to that laugh, ladies and gentlemen. Listen That we've heard that laugh all weekend, and it just, if you didn't like anything else at this conference, that laugh. That's what it was all about. Dee Nice, welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to give the people your full name?
Sure. Denise Thurston.
And why are you here, Denise Thurston?
I came to hang out with women who have similar interests as me as far as fitness. I'm not a fitness professional. I would definitely call myself a fitness enthusiast who gets bored really easy doing the same old thing over and over again. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to find different ways of moving my body.
And did you find that?
I did.
Right. I mean, it was a weekend full of, what was your favorite part?
So I've never experienced parkour as a sport. Yeah. That was fascinating. Right. I got some good work on my handstands today.
Dude, she kicked up just in the middle of that. Kicking up took me like 2 years. This chick came in and did it in 7.5 minutes. She's a special kind of lady,
so fun.
And it's a special kind of environment. So what's your background? So not your movement background, but your professional background.
Oh, so by trade, I'm a professional accountant. Woo!
Listen, when you first meet this lady, you would not guess that. I love it. I love it.
But I'm also a dancing meathead.
And so you got to lead a little Zumba when you came back from lunch, which was awesome. Like, you know, they give everyone a little bit of time to show what they're about. And it was fun. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Dee Nice had her back to us, which was amazing because we all looked like shit. But
no, they were dancing just like me.
Yes. So I was like, we got it. We got every seventh step we got.
But, so fun.
But so overall, what do you think about the weekend?
This was a fantastic weekend. I actually commit once a year to going to fitness conferences of any kind, whether it's Girls Gone Strong, the Radiance Retreat. I've been to them all. This one, by far, was my favorite. Hands-on, personalized attention. I wasn't one of 300 women sitting in a room listening to somebody talk at me. Yeah. I was participating in the conversation. I was asking questions. I was getting on hands-on experience with truly gifted women, honestly. It was awesome.
Dude, you guys, I'm going to cut her there before anything else comes up because that was so freaking good. Dee Nice, you got the best laugh. You made me have the best time.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we have Alyssa Nedley letting you guys know what it's like to attend the WMC, not just as someone with a background in neuroscience, but as an introvert. Give it a listen. Hey guys, and now I have Alyssa Nedley with me. I brought her on because she's got some sort of special smart background, like to doing really sciencey stuff. Alyssa, first off, welcome.
Thank you.
Second, what is the science background?
I have a background in neuroscience.
That's all, guys. Just a background in neuroscience. That's nothing. So what brought you here?
I wanted to connect with other strong, open-minded women.
And how'd you find out about this?
Actually, you. I follow you on Instagram.
Well, dude. Shit, I'm glad that you came because of that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So you didn't go last year then?
No.
So this is your first experience here.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you think?
I loved it.
What would you say was one of your favorite parts?
I mean, not to beat a dead horse here, but I loved your talk on breath.
I brought her on strategically. So,
I'll take my payment anytime now.
How did you feel about, so guys, just write that down. Her favorite part was mine. But moving on, how did you feel about the level of physicality here? Were you nervous going into it? Did you feel too pushed or what did you think?
No, that's actually something I was very impressed with. I've been struggling with a chronic illness for a few months now. And so I thought, you know, I can't do handstands. I can't do parkour. These women seem pretty intense. And so I've been to a lot of these and people can be very pushy and a little judgy. And none of that happened. Sorry. It was very welcoming.
I know for me, that was probably one of the best parts. Like, I don't do well in groups. Mm-hmm. Like, I can seem hugely extroverted, and you give me a mic, and I'm like, let me talk. I'm never going to shut up. But group stuff, sometimes I'm like, I got to pull back a little bit and reset. And I know for me, it was really one of my favorite parts that I could just take a step back and go outside whenever I needed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just recharge, and no one was going to be, like, in my face, like, what are you doing? Why are you in here? So
yeah, no one took it personally when I needed to take a little introverted break. Or
just go and do your own thing. Yeah. So your movement background, what is, do you have movement background?
Yeah, mostly kettlebells, some barbell work. A little bit of powerlifting.
Dang. So that's a surprising answer there.
Is it?
I mean, I stalked your Instagram, so then I saw that, but I think she weighs about 72 pounds. so that's awesome. Awesome. And did you find that there was a little bit of something here? Because the movements that we introduced and stuff they introduced were a little bit outside the box. There was still some familiarity, some gentle pushing outside the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Would you recommend it to a friend?
I would recommend this to anybody. Yeah. That's and I don't say that often.
I like that. I like that. Any last words?
No, thank you.
That's easy for me.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on, Miss Alyssa.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Alexis Goldstein. She is a badass power lifter, but also an acupuncturist. And she brought up some cool points about how this collaborative gave her some experience and information that she could use to help her patients. Give it a listen. And with me, I have the Alexis Goldstein. Maybe if you follow powerlifting at all, you've seen her because she lifts a shit ton of weight. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what brought you here to WMC?
Originally, it was an excuse to get together with a couple friends of mine who live in different parts of the country, and we all like to be active and move, and we like the Pacific Northwest, and we're like, hey, this is a good excuse. Yeah. But we also followed a bunch of people, including yourself, on Instagram, and we're like, well, that seems pretty rad. Let's go learn from them.
And what do you think of it?
It's
also
been really,
thank you for coming. Sorry.
You're welcome. It's been really fun and unexpected in a lot of ways for me. I go to a lot of continuing ed and all sorts of stuff, and this was just really, really nice to have the focus be movement, but also I felt like I was really nervous because there's a lot of this I can't do, like handstands and parkour and things like that, and I felt like, oh, I'm a little ashamed of it, and I'm a little like anxious that like I'm gonna be judged, and it wasn't like that at all. Everyone was super accepting, and like there were a lot of modifications, and it just felt really supportive. It was really cool.
Dude, you hit two things actually I want to ask you about. You said you go to a lot of continuing ed, so your day job, by night you are a superhero powerlifter.
I'm working on it, trying.
By day, what do you do?
I'm a sports medicine acupuncturist down in Portland.
Dude, so for other, let's say, sports medicine acupuncture, just acupuncturists in general, is this something that you would suggest, recommend? What do you think?
I definitely would. I found a lot of value because these are activities a lot of my patients do. And while I understand them a little, I felt like it gave me a lot more insight into not only things to possibly suggest for them, but to understand those movements and activities better.
Dude, I love it. I think one of the main things, too, that you said that I'm glad you said it so I don't have to say it. It's you come in and maybe you're nervous about doing things, and then you use that word shame, which was actually, it's huge that you said that, because there was that portion where they talked about, they had the Brené Brown kind of section about it, and it was for me a really inclusive weekend, no matter what your skill level was, no matter what you came into this expecting also. It was like, I thought there was a little bit of something for everyone. So I think you totally hit the nail on the head with that.
Yeah, I definitely, like, the first half of the first day was still feeling a lot of that anxiety. But by today, I felt comfortable, like, taking myself out of the stuff that's just not for me right now. And, like, feeling really comfortable doing that.
Dude, I love it.
Which was big.
Like, it was, I mean, definitely so much growth. Like, you grow at the edges of your, you know, comfort level, but there's also a nice bit of safety for the nervous system and being able to like say, okay, you know what, it's a little too much, I'm gonna take a step back. And that's also really important for growth, so I love that they did that. If these fine folks want to follow you and cheer you on as you lift all the other day she posted a video and just practicing tempo deadlifts at 405. I don't even want to look at 405, never mind try to touch it and pick it up. So if they want to follow you and support you and cheer you on, where can they find you?
On Instagram. no words. On Instagram, I'm at Stronger, but it's Strong and then four R's.
R. Just fucking grunt. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to do a complete 180 here. You just heard from Alexis, power lifter. She competes, high-level athlete. For some of you, that may be a little bit intimidating, and you're saying, I cannot go to this thing. I won't fit in. So I'm bringing on now Shauna Moak. She is a fantastic physical therapist, super sweet woman. She hasn't had any kind of formal movement training or experience or practice for the past 10
years. She took a huge leap, went way out of her comfort zone, signed up for the WMC, and here's what she had to say about it. With me, I have the Shauna Moak. What's up?
Hi.
So she's a PT. You're a PT.
I am.
And you are PT here?
Yes. Down at Virginia Mason, I work per diem.
Look at this.
2 days a month.
Dude, she said 2 days a month, in case you thought you misheard that. 2 days a month.
That's right.
So what brought you to WMC?
I was hoping to reconnect with physical movement in practice because that's something that has been lacking in my life. I let it slide over the last 10 years, and I'm excited to be here.
So for those of you listening, we're kind of towards the end of the weekend. Shauna, what did you get out of this?
Great question. Yes, I got a lot. I pushed myself. I tried lots of new movements, and I was exposed to people like Maestro here.
That's right.
She's the reason I'm here, by the way.
I love it. So, and go ahead. Keep going.
Really just personal challenge, just to get out and do something for myself. And hopefully I take this away and I'm able to continue some of those practices and pursuits.
Did you feel nervous coming into this?
Very. And I'm totally nervous right now.
That's how we grow, right? We got to leave our comfort zone a little bit.
Yes.
Did at any point, because one of the things that I think they did really well here is it's open for all skill levels, all interest levels. If you don't want to do something, you literally just go to the side and don't do it. How did you feel about that?
I loved that, but I did want to give everything a try at least once.
And that's, you know, if you guys listened to the first episode I did, I was a little bit scared about the parkour aspect. But there's something hugely empowering when you just try something. And it's really, I think they did a really good job of just giving you an introductory level. And if you were better, then you could go do more stuff. But I think they did a really good job of saying, all right, here's something for everyone. Here's the foundation. We're going to start here. And if you don't want it, if you tasted it, you didn't like it, you don't have to have any more.
Absolutely.
Awesome. You think maybe you'd come back?
Definitely. Without question, I'll be back.
You guys heard that. So if you come next year, Shauna will be here. If not, she's in trouble because she just said it on recording here.
That's right. Unless we're having our camping vacation scheduled during when they. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
that's an annual trip that we can't.
You just got to do videos of you doing parkour then from there.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, my dear. You can go back out and be awesome.
Thank you awesome. For being awesome.
Isn't she just like so sweet? All right. So next up, we have Jess Boschman. And it was my hope that with Shauna, you would see that you don't need to have some super extensive movement background to attend the WMC. With Jess, you're going to hear that you can find your movement background a little bit later on in life, and it can be very non-traditional, and you'll still find a place within the WMC. Give it a listen. All right, here with me now, I have Jess Boschman. She is climber and capoeira extraordinaire. Perhaps a little more climber than capoeira, but she still dropped some capoeira on us today. And I was like, well, you're way better than me, so you're an extraordinaire. So thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah.
So I give the people a little bit about your background, but why don't you tell them what's your movement background?
My movement background started in my 20s with getting into hiking in order to explore the outdoors. So I've always been an outdoor person, but not an athlete. And so the mountains and the forest drew me outside. And once I realized there were mountains that I couldn't get to because I wasn't fit enough, I started thinking about maybe this physicality has some place in my life. Maybe I need to train to be fitter to get to those mountain peaks. And so I started hiking more. That was the gateway drug to climbing mountains and climbing rocks and backpacking. And so most of my movement experience stems from exploring the outdoors by foot.
That's honestly, she told me a little bit about this beforehand. That's one of the reasons I brought her on as one of the interviewees, if you will, just to give you guys a little bit of a diverse background or diverse sampling of movement experience here. So we have some people that, you know, they have not moved really, you know, specific movement practice, if you will, in 10 years. And then some people that are, you know, advanced outdoor climbers. And the capoeira, how long has that been going on?
Capoeira, I've been practicing for about a year and a half.
You guys, you want to tell them real quickly what capoeira is?
Yes. So capoeira has been described as a Afro-Brazilian martial art that looks like a dance fight. So you can chew on that. Yeah, exactly. See what that YouTube it, and then you'll understand what it means. I don't look like the ones on YouTube, but I'm working on it.
She looks a whole lot more like them than I did. I tell you, I barely cleared my partner's head today, and she was kneeling down. So yeah, I got a lot of work to do, but it was cool. So actually, if you could speak on that, there was a part that you got to lead. How was that?
That was amazing. I really enjoy sharing what I am passionate about, even though it makes me really nervous and sweaty every single time I stand in front of a crowd. I wonder if I have enough skill or enough knowledge or enough anything to be a presenter. But once I'm in that role, I just snap into another mode, and I'm just loving every second of sharing what I'm passionate about with others.
And it came through. And that, for me, that was one of the coolest parts of the weekend, is that we had a time during the second day where the attendees got to lead these, do you remember what the name of that section was?
It was a Spark Storm.
Yeah, Spark Storm, that's what it was. I'm like, Spark Notes? No, that's not right at all. Spark Storm, or the attendees got to lead these kind of five, six, seven minute segments and speak on their passion, really. And you could hear it. And when someone's passionate about something, you are just like, I want to do it too. I want to learn more about this. Like, I might kill myself, but it'll be worth it because this seems fun as hell. You did an awesome job with
that.
Thank you. So for you guys listening, one, check out Capoeira, but two, if you're thinking about coming to the event, like, this is not just about sitting there and getting lectured to. It's interactive. Me, as one of the instructor, whatever you want to presenter, I became one of the attendees. The attendees became the presenters. It was truly a collaborative event. My dear, before I actually kick you out of here, is your movement life also your professional life?
There's some overlap. I'm a personal trainer, and I own a business called Just Be Fit. And my clients tend to be sort of movement outcasts. They have had maybe movement experience in the past, but life and babies and injuries and other obstacles have presented themselves along their path, and they've sort of lost their way. And so my job is to help them build confidence back up in their bodies, help them feel more like a physical person, work around their injuries without causing pain or pushing them too hard too fast, and teaching them that they are strong and capable, and their movement might not look like what they see on YouTube, but they have it too, and work on smart progression so that they feel like they could go out and try something new, whether it's hiking or rock climbing or horseback riding or whatever they're drawn to.
I love that. And I'm gonna ask this straight up. Do you think that what was presented this weekend and the way it was presented is in line with what your mantra there?
It absolutely is in line. And I know that from the outside, it could feel really intimidating to somebody who's not been in this kind of group before, because all they see are what they are not or what they don't think they have. But what I experienced in this group of women was support and love and passion and fearlessness and authenticity. People not afraid to talk about what their fears are or what makes them nervous or what they can and can't do, and being really honest and open. I felt like anything was possible in this group.
Dude, I could not agree more. There was a section, you know, that Brené Brown section, where we actually spent time, a dedicated time to speaking on these things. But the coolest part to me was that in every other, you know, presentation part, there was also undertones of that, and time to speak on that, time to experience that, time to think about that. Like, does this scare me? Why does this scare me? How do I feel about that? Can I express that safely? Do I feel safe in this situation? And how can I grow from this? In every single event that we did. And yeah, like you said, you kind of go into this, and even if you feel like, hey, I could do some of that stuff, you tend to focus on things like, I can't do that. And for me, I was like, that parkour stuff, I'm gonna kill myself. And you focus on that, even though you're like, oh, this other thing, I could, even though I'm presenting, and I was like, I couldn't do that, I'm not focused on that. I was like, dude, I can't do that other stuff, this is gonna be really scary. But you come in and you find a space. And it was really, really cool.
It was awesome.
Anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just to be open to new experiences, especially the ones that scare you, because that's where you learn the most.
Dude, I'm actually going to plug you. Can you tell them, because what you do is really unique, and the people that you're serving. If people want to find you or connect with you or reach out, how can they do that?
You can find me on Facebook or Instagram at JustBeFitBend, and my website is JustBeFit.com.
Awesome.
And I'd love to connect with anyone who's interested.
Awesome. You guys heard it. I'll put it in the show notes. Just Be Fit Bend, because it's Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
Just Be Fit. Everything spelled out. Just.
Jess. J-E-S-S, like my first name.
You guys out there heard Just also, didn't you? Jess B,
B E
B. Jess, letter B, fit, bend. It's all gonna be in the show notes. You won't mess it up like I did. Jess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movement outcasts. Fascinating concept there, right? So maybe capoeira and rock climbing really isn't your thing. That's fine. We're going to switch it up yet again. The next guest, Heidi Carlson, she's more of that indoor activity enthusiast. She attended the WMC because it was being held at the gym where she is a member. Sometimes the main reason you go to something like this is because it's in your own backyard. And there's nothing wrong with that. Give it a listen. And now with me, I have Heidi Carlson. She is a marketing mogul. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, right?
Perfect.
Marketing mogul. Thanks you for coming on.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
It's the end of the day, and I know that people are trying to run out, so thank you. So I'll keep it brief. What'd you think of the weekend?
I thought it was a fantastic weekend. What we learned around movement, parkour, original strength, all of those are, it's so empowering, too, just to know that you can just wake up, do it in your home, walk out the door, and just get started. You don't have to always go to that scheduled workout class or, you know, have a subscription to a gym. I mean, you can really just create an amazing workout just in your natural environment, which was just so awesome to realize that, you know, walking on a railing, which I'd never done before.
And she did it this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. She legit walked on a railing that started about 4.5 feet in the air. I was like, this is the level one for this? Okay, we're going to do it. And everyone did it. It was, they had different levels to do, different ways to progress, and we didn't just jump on the railing, but yeah, I think it's a hugely empowering thing to realize that you can take your fitness and your health into your own hands, and you don't need any extra equipment or any extra, you know, materials or anything like that. So I think that's an awesome, awesome point to leave them. What's your background? Movement and, I mean, marketing mogul, but what's your movement background? And then we can talk a little bit about your professional background.
My movement background is primarily kind of like cross training, circuit training. In my distant past, I did some CrossFit, but I've always been working out my whole life. I've done, you know, kickboxing. I've kind of dabbled in everything and I've really enjoyed it, but I really have not been exposed to like movement, what was really covered this weekend. Yeah. So it really just opened my eyes to like a whole new world of out and ways to work out and be healthy.
For sure. I think that's one of the coolest parts is that you can dabble in everything and be a Swiss Army knife of movement, like you said, and I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, but you come here and there's still these new things that are introduced to you, whether it's parkour, the nuances of parkour I really found to be really, really super interesting, whether the nuances of handstands, you get some original strength in there, just perhaps new paradigms or new takes on things that I thought that was really cool. So why did you come? Just to meet new people primarily? Or was there, like, how'd you find out about this?
Well, so this is, you know, the event was in my neighborhood. So, you know, I live here. I was going to be here this weekend. I work out at the gym that the event was taking place out. I love this gym. I love the owner. I love everything she represents. I love her classes. So being that she was promoting this event, I knew it was going to be fabulous.
Right. Would you say, and I totally agree, like, I mean, I just met Molly this weekend, but it seems like she's done an amazing job of fostering a sense of community. Would you say that this event did a lot of the same?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, I met so many wonderful women here from all backgrounds. Everybody who has been in the fitness field, whether personally or professionally, and have so much to bring to the table and so many experiences to share, as well as my experiences. We just had great conversation, shared a lot of new resources, and it was just really excellent. I can't put into words how awesome this event was. Definitely exceeded my expectations.
Dude, that's a huge statement right there. So we talked a little bit about, you know, the events, empowerment, things like that. But what did you think about and don't talk about me because I know it was great, but what did you think about the speakers and then people that putting this on?
Well, first off, you were great, Shante.
I paid her a little bit for that, but.
Really, you were.
Thank you.
But, you know, all the leaders were really fantastic. They all brought something completely different to the table. They all had their very own specific background to bring and educate, from, you know, parkour to doing handstands and the benefits of strength building and, keeping your bones strong through through loading. So every leader had so much to bring to the table, and it was a really great, great presence.
Awesome. I couldn't agree more. It was a really cool team that she put together. I knew Kirsty beforehand. I knew Danny a little bit, but it's all that, it's the first time, at least for me, that I'm presenting with them. And to be able to be a participant and attendee at this was, even more awesome than being a speaker there, because you get to take in so much and just learn these nuances. And you hear the passion behind why people are doing what they do. Kirsty's been doing handstands forever. Julie has a PhD in parkour. And you're like, clearly this person likes this, and it resonates with them, and it means something more than just some exercise that I do. So, I totally agree with that you leave feeling just excited about things because of the knowledge and the excitement and the passion that the speakers brought to it. Absolutely.
Look forward to the next one.
Boom! I'll see you next year. All right, we're 6 attendees in. We got 2 more to go. I think I've done a fairly good job of bringing you some diversity as it relates to the attendees and their movement backgrounds, their interests, reasons for coming to the WMC. The next attendee that I'm interviewing, Kimberly Alexander. She is one of the more experienced, more advanced movers, and I wanted you guys to hear from her just in case that may be you. This way you realize that whether you're just starting or you've been at this forever, there is something there for you. So, without further ado, here's Kimberly and her red cooler. And now with me, I have Kimberly Alexander, not to be pronounced Kimberly Alexander. We went over this a few times, right? I knew I had to bring her on because she came into the facility with a big old red cooler. What was in that? First off, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming out. And what was in that?
All my food and beverage for the weekend.
So honestly, I think it's pretty dope. You travel with this thing. This is like what you do.
I do. Yeah. The first time I used it was actually at a conference in San Diego. So I got on a plane and I checked it. So we attached straps to the outside so that it would stay closed in the checked baggage section.
Like, I mean, honestly, it's kind of brilliant. So I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm too lazy to do any of that, but when I travel a lot, and eating well is one of the hardest things. I introduced that part so that you guys listening out there know if you want to bring your own food to this, you want to eat whatever you want,
yeah,
you can. So, Kimberly, what'd you think of the weekend?
I had a lot of fun. I love connecting with people, and most events are co-ed, and there's something about a weekend with just women where there's something special that happens, and I love being a part of it.
I couldn't agree more. Obviously, I'm here part of it because they asked me, but there's definitely something special about when it's just a group of women in a room. The energy is just different. One of the reasons I brought you on is because of the people here. There's 35, 40 people here. Of the people here, you're one of the more advanced movers, right? I'm trying to do a good job of bringing on the spectrum here. Some people that really haven't moved in a while, but also more advanced movers. We have some people here that are like handstand extraordinaires. You were like jumping off shit with your eyes closed. One of the parkour things you did was jump, but it wasn't like off a building, right? It was like jump this whatever, the small distance, whatever you want. And like I've been telling you guys, there's different gradations for everything, different levels. The more advanced people were, like Kimberly, were jumping from a bench to a rock. It's pretty far, too, with their eyes closed. And it was, different levels presented for everyone. But as someone that was one of the more advanced movers here, what did you think?
Well, that particularly was, that was a rush. That was really fun. I credit Julie Angel, who was presenting the parkour part that time, for challenging me in that. I think I've jumped with my eyes closed before, but it was on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't remember a time where I've ever had to do a precision landing from a distance onto a hard surface with my eyes closed. So that was a new thing for me, and I loved it. And also Julie Angel. So I was just chatting with her before I came in the room here, and she taught me about physical empathy. And that is something that that's a concept that I think it's a concept that I knew inherently, but I'd never heard the term before. And she said that's something that you get when you're at these women only events. And I think that,
can you speak on that?
I'm not sure I completely can describe it as well as she does, but like the see and do aspect of it. When I went through my level 3 MoveNet certification, there was this huge wall that you had to like run and like jump up the wall and grab the top. And all the men were doing it and none of the women were doing it. It was like too tall. And we like wrote this story in our head. And then there was one woman and she was a few inches taller than I was, but I'm kind of competitive in that way. She like just went for it on like the, it was just like this last final go before we had to move on to this next station, and she got her hand on the top, and I was like, "Oh, bitch!
It's on!
I can do it!" And the very next time, I did it after all these attempts of not doing it because I'd written the story after watching these men that I couldn't do it because I was a woman, so we weren't tall enough or we weren't whatever. Who cares? So in that moment, I think, I mean, jumping is a very advanced skill, or I should say landing is a very advanced skill. Landing is an advanced skill. Everybody can jump, but not everybody can land.
Let's be honest about that.
So I, like, as a participant, but also as somebody who, you know, has whatever minor clout in the field.
I'm like, you have extensive background here. You know what you're
doing. If I don't put myself out there, if I don't make myself vulnerable and, challenge myself, then that doesn't set an example for anybody else. And it certainly doesn't, I don't learn anything from it either. If I just like hit this jump that's farther than what other people are doing, but it's not a challenge for me. Like that's
what does it
stupid.
Mean? I think that's a great point where the Roger Bannister effect, right? Roger Bannister, first guy to run sub 4 minute mile. And it was like, it can't be done.
Right.
And then he did it. And then like all these people did it after him. Cause you see someone that can do it. And suddenly you're like, well, he's not that much bigger, faster than me. Like, maybe I can do that. And so there's definitely a role for the more advanced movers here to learn something. Yeah, the instructors can push you to try something new, but it also there's something to be gained for you to be that rabbit for other people.
Well, and I just think it's always good to put yourself in a learner role.
Yeah.
And that's like my, as an educator, as a, quote, leader, that's total air quotes.
She did it. I saw it. She did it.
That's the point is that you're not, like, no one is an expert. There's always something to learn. There's always places to grow. And I think that's really the sign of someone who believes that they're never the best and there's always room for improvement. And those are people who reach far and above and excel because they never believe that there's an end point.
For sure. Those people that I want to learn from, those people that I want to surround myself with because they're not, like, closed off to things no matter what level they're at. And I think the parkour really – so you have a MoveNet background. Any parkour is, like – do you have a parkour background specifically or just
no I mean only in the sense that like parkour and MoveNet have a lot of like crossover but I just think like everything that was taught this weekend I had some experience with, but every single presentation I had like a like I hadn't thought of it that way, or that's a new thing, like I'm going to incorporate that, and it's invaluable.
Awesome.
All these little tips, because when I'm trying to reach my members or my clients, I need to have a toolkit of different ways that I can explain, different ways that I can show, different ways that I can, verbalize or cue. Because some people don't hear or feel things the same way that I do. So I need to have a diverse toolkit. Yeah, so very valuable.
For sure, man. The bigger you can make that toolkit, the more people you can reach, the more analogies you have, the more minds you the more minds it connect with.
Yeah.
Because they can hear you speaking the same language for them.
And absolutely. That's what it's about.
Is there anything you want to leave the folks out there with?
Everything moved seamlessly. There were connections from every piece to the next and elements of like fear and overcoming things that like you didn't think were right, but then you realize like,
exactly. So that mirror is very scary.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. This is the end of the day, but thank you. I see the red cooler. Good luck with that. And thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And last but not least, I have Laura Houston. I have saved the wisest for the end. If you think that you are too old to attend the WMC, Laura's here to tell you that you need to think again. Last attendee interview of the episode coming at you. Give it a listen. And now, my friends, I have with me Laura Houston. I brought her on not because she has 18 gajillion certifications and quite the extensive movement background, but we will talk about that. But so that you guys could hear that movement is for everyone, this collaborative is for everyone, and age is nothing but a number and should not stop you. So, my dear, first off, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to meet you in person. We've communicated via social media because that's my world, and I love that world. But you mind telling them your age?
I'm 63.
63 years young. I don't want to hear, and I probably won't hear from you guys, but I don't want to hear you guys out there saying, I don't know if I'm young enough. I don't know if I can do this. If folks were to say that to you, I think I'm too old to go to this, what would you say?
I'd probably say you need to start exploring your boundaries and push them a little bit. Honor them, but push them at the same time, because you don't know how much potential you actually have.
Amen. Let them know. What do you think about the weekend, my dear?
It was pretty friggin' awesome.
Favorite part? Did you have a favorite part?
What's that?
Favorite part?
It was walking the rail.
Yeah. Dude, that was an experience. Speak on that. What did that mean to you?
So I read Julie's book, Breaking the Jump.
For you guys listening, I'm going to put it in the show notes because special woman, Julie Angel. But go ahead.
And so Julie was leading our group. And I remember reading in the book that she was talking about walking on railing. If you start singing a song, there is something that happens in your brain. It's just not about walking on the railing. There's something that happens in your brain when you start singing. It changes. So I had this song that's been playing in my head. It's a real simple song. And I just started singing it. And one person was barely holding my hand. And I walked the entire length.
Dude, just so you guys understand this railing. You know what? I'm probably going to try a picture of it. Maybe I'll put it in. I'm going to attach it to this somehow so you guys can start to see and get some idea. The railing is not on the ground. It's not like, okay, here's a little baby railing. The railing started. It was attached to a ramp. That's why the railing was there. And it started at about, I want to say, 4 feet, 4.5 feet high, and then just went up from there. And you could at some point only have one person holding your hand because the other person on their side was too low.
Right.
So it was like you got concrete on one side, you got the concrete and maybe some a little bit of dirt to break your fall on the other side and some bushes. And people were conquering huge fears and walking the rail. What did it mean to you to walk that rail?
It was powerful because I've tried it before and I just couldn't. And even with somebody holding my hand, I'd get two steps and go, okay, I'm done. And that's even on like a low railing. And I've played with walking on 2x4s and such, but I have fallen off logs in the river, and so there's a lot of fear around that. Wow. And but it was just very centering to sing that song and walk that rail. It was very centering, and I felt so calm and so good.
Dude, and you just brought it all together where it's like you got to conquer a huge fear, a very valid fear, with someone that you learned something from before coming here.
Right.
And she's the one that's teaching you to do this. For me, it was a hugely empowering moment.
Mm-hmm.
You start to be like, I can do, what else can I do? You know, like, there's so few things I feel like, there's so few things I can't do. If I put my mind to it, if I have a little bit of guidance, and I believe, and I push those boundaries a little. I respect the boundaries, but like you said, push them a little bit. And for you guys listening, the railing is not flat. So Laura said she had some experience with working on 2x4s and things like that. This is a round railing. You know, it was a little dusty. It wasn't perfect conditions. And it meant a lot, I think, for everyone that got up on that rail, myself included, just like, hey, I can do a whole lot more than I think I can.
Yeah.
You know? So you want to actually give the, so we gave everyone your age, but what's your movement background?
So, I have worked with people since 2006 as a running and walking coach. I taught chi running and chi walking. And more recently, I've become a restorative exercise specialist with Nutritious Movement.
That's Katie Bowman, you guys. I put all this in the show notes, though. I'll put a link to chi running. I'll put a link to Nutritious Movement. That's Katie Bowman. And I'll put a link to you so they can find you.
Yeah. MoveWellMoveMore.com.
But that's not you.
Laura Houston.
And on Instagram,
Regenerative Movement.
Boom. I'll put all of that in the show notes. How did you feel? So you do have an extensive movement background, but how did you feel? You also have some injuries. How did you feel this weekend coming in with injuries? Like, were you nervous? I can't do this stuff. And then how did you feel while you were here?
It was pretty cool. For just a little background, I have scoliosis in my lumbar spine, and last fall, a lateralis thesis made itself known, which means my vertebrae went one way and pinched a nerve, probably more than one. But I've had some severe pain in my right leg that so bad that I couldn't walk across the room, and it's getting better over time. But you get kind of guarded about that hip, and you got to learn when that guarding is overprotection. And so I was just paying attention to that.
And you were able to get through. You were able to modify this weekend. They gave you some modifications. How do you feel with all that?
It was great. It was totally great. There was one time when we were working on the handstand where I could feel a little jamming in my hip. Uh-huh. And I said, okay, that's not that's for it. Me right now.
That's it. And then you back off. She actually came over to me at one point and was like, hey, what do you think about doing this? And, you know, my two pennies were, listen to your body. You're going to slowly progress into it. And then she did what she did, right? If it's like, oh, my body said nope. Then we respect that. And I think they really value that here. There's one of the biggest things for me is that all levels of ability and background are welcome. Mm-hmm. And there is something for all levels and ability, whether you are just starting, whether you've been doing something, whether you've been doing something and you're injured, or whether you're super, super advanced. There is something to be had and experienced by anyone.
Right.
You know, totally. How'd you feel about the connection, the people here? What do you think?
It was really special. And there were people that I reconnected with that, one person, we kept looking at each other like, where do I know you from? And we finally made that connection today. And then somebody else lives near where I'm going to be most of the next year anyway.
Dude, you make friends.
It was just really cool.
You leave on a high, man.
Yeah, totally, right?
Really, really cool. Is there anything you want to leave the folks out there with?
Yeah. So I hear a lot of, like from younger folks, oh, I want to be doing this when I'm 88. And you, if you're older, you might be going, oh, yeah, honey, you just wait. Well, the thing is, something may happen, like your spine may slip and pinch a nerve and you can't walk across the room for a while. But you know what? You recover and life moves on. So you can still hold on to that dream of doing something when you're 88.
Amen. Amen. We are hugely resilient creatures.
Exactly.
Hugely, incredibly robust creatures. And movement is absolutely our best medicine.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Agree.
My dear, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being you. And I'll see you on the interwebs.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for the attendee interviews. I did the best I could to give you that random smattering, that nice diverse profile, and hopefully you found something in there that you could hold on to and say, hey, maybe this thing is for me. Because honestly, this event was unlike anything I've ever been to. So if you do have other questions, feel free to hit me up. My email is shantae@themovementmaestro.com. One more time for the folks in the back, that's shantae@themovementmaestro.com. You can also check them out online at www.womensmovementcollaborative.com. All the information is there. They got another event coming up in September. They will have more next year. I would love to see you at one of them. So I'm going to round this episode out with a little interview with the two people who put this thing on, Danny Almeida and Laura Meeks. It definitely got that. Hey, guys, welcome back. And right now with me, I have the two head honchos, I would say, behind this entire project. The weekend has ended. I pulled them away from shotgunning a beer. I'm the bad guy. I know. But I wanted you guys to hear what they thought about the weekend. So, first off, a voice that you haven't heard from. She didn't want to come on the podcast the first time, but she's here now. Laura Meeks, she is Danny's right-hand woman, and she's got some freaking fire pants on. You know me in the red pants dance. So, first off, Laura, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
She's doing the dance.
Some red pants
dancing. Not as good as me, but she's doing
it. It's pretty good. I can do some red pants river dancing.
I just want you guys to hear her accent, basically. But what do you think of the weekend?
It was awesome. It was super cool. We had a huge variety of women come and do a bunch of stuff that they maybe have never considered doing or maybe really wanted to do. You know, like Kirsty's badass handstands. Oh. I mean, everyone got down with that. It was great. It was really, really cool. It was really neat to see women trying new stuff in a safe place.
How did this compare to the one last year?
I thought last year's was awesome. I really did. I think that it flowed smooth, just like this one flowed really smooth, and the presenters were great and amazing content and super cool women that came. I mean, you really can't go wrong. It's a really, really good combination of stuff. I mean, it's just the right stuff put together by the right woman.
The right people.
Yeah.
That's Laura and Danny, by the way. What was your role, by the way?
I do a lot of the back end stuff. I help out with some blogging. I don't do much.
She's lying.
I come wearing really cool pants. No, I do help out with quite a bit of stuff, but I don't think that I play a super pivotal role.
I'm interrupting
Danny,
her.
Here she goes.
I'm sorry. I got to interrupt her, guys, because Laura is a crucial pivotal role, and this event would not have been as smooth as it was if she was not here. She made sure everything was done, connected everybody, got all the shit done. So,
well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That's why I brought them both on at the same time, because that's the name of this, right? It's a women's movement collaborative. No one person puts it on. No one person gets it all done. You guys heard from some of the attendees, and one of the coolest parts to me was that the attendees became presenters at one point, and the presenters became the attendees, and it was this hugely, hugely collaborative, all-encompassing event, and just, I've never been to anything like that. I didn't get a burrito, guys.
That's a lie. She actually did get a burrito at lunchtime.
Major fail.
Not from Danny. It was supposed to be dinner, and it didn't happen, guys. So you'll get everything else if you come to the WNC, but you won't get burritos.
That's also a lie.
Lie, because we're going to have lots of burritos in North Carolina. It's going to be like Burrito City.
So don't go to Seattle, apparently. But if you go to their next one, which is in Fuquay, Varina. Oh,
good job.
Not Fuquay, Vagina. Right? We got
right.
that.
Not
it's
that
not
one.
That one.
No.
What's the date on that one, guys?
September 29th and 30th, and it's going to be awesome.
There's like just a handful of spots left, so get on it. Like, don't wait. Danny, what'd you think of it?
Like my mind is like literally blown right now. So I don't even know if I have enough words to express how fucking happy I am. But my heart is seriously overflowing. I am so excited to see what happens with the group that has been in here. I am pumped about all the stuff that I personally learned and took away, whether it was movement or just learning from all the different participants and presenters on all those side conversations. You know, there was a ton of awesome presentations that happened during the event. And obviously, like you said, people sharing that, like attendees sharing and having that time. But also, I just really love like the hangout time and yes. to see what all happens in between. All those conversations are crucial to me. And, you know, my biggest thing that I wanted to have for this weekend was to see how we can continue to collaborate and help get rid of that idea of everybody's competition and that one way is better than the other. And I feel like so many people really got that this weekend, and that makes me just really happy.
Danny was crying before.
I was crying.
She has a lot of the feels.
She cries a lot.
I got nervous. I was like, what do I do now? I was just crying. But everything she said is spot on. And first off, when you go to any kind of conference, we call it the hallway track. So oftentimes you'll have like the morning track, the afternoon track, Saturday track, and then you got the hallway track, which is the stuff that happens in between. And yesterday we got to break bread together, everyone got to hang out. You have a bunch of breaks built in. It's a really nice environment. It's finally sunny in Seattle, and it's just this hugely collaborative environment and a hugely empowering environment. Hugely safe environment, but also one that's going to challenge you. One of the coolest parts is you guys brought in, totally blanking on her name now, Mandy. What's your last name?
Jankus.
Mandy Jankus. I like that last name.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mandy Jankus. I spoke to you guys a little bit in some of the interviews, but they brought in Mandy Jankus. She's a Brene Brown facilitator, and it gave us a set space to talk about the feels. And which I was kind of like, what the fuck is it? Am I going to want to be in this part? And it was, I think, for me, one of the best parts of the weekend, especially having Julie Angel's part come on the tail end of that. So you have like this emotional side where you're actually talking about this stuff. And then you have the physical side of that where you're trying to break through that stuff or experience that stuff or face that stuff or become aware of that stuff, which I thought was hugely just incredible. Whose idea was that? You want to take credit for that?
No.
Okay, there we go.
I don't take a lot of credit for anything. Not saying I shouldn't. I'm just saying I'm not. That's not my strong suit. Then maybe that should be one of my things I'm working on.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Like Danny's not apologizing. I should start owning my shit, I guess.
Well, so Mandy was actually recommended by Molly, our host of Fuel House. She had worked with Molly in the past and had been a huge, had made a huge impact on Molly's personal success. So she was like, you know, you really need to talk to Mandy. And I started reading a little bit more about Mandy. Everything that Molly said, I was just like, yeah, she needs to freaking be here. Like, and so, you know, the whole purpose of the event is that everything builds from the ground up, and we approach things like literally from the ground up. So like, you started with the breathing, and then we just kind of continue on from there. And it just seemed like that was a perfect fit in between as you're making that next step into, you know, putting yourself in a really vulnerable position. So
you can't divorce the mind from the body, movement from emotion. Julie Angel had an amazing quote: movement is emotional. You can't separate the two, and you could try, and then things start to happen, and one day you get injured, and you're like, why is my life falling apart? It's just an injury. It's just my ankle, but I can't stop crying, because it's your identity. They're all intertwined, and this event, unlike any other event I went that I've gone to, it wasn't just about the didactics or just about the nuances. Like, you're just going to move here. It was like, hey, you're a human moving through life. So let's talk about and touch on that physical side of things, but let's remember that other side, and let's give you some information on that and a time to explore it. And if you don't want to, cool, you don't have to. Which what I thought was, as someone that's very introverted, was another one of my favorite concepts of this weekend, that you didn't have to do everything. And if you really felt just, this is too much for me, I could take a step back. Whether it was physically too much for you or just emotionally, whatever, you had a safe space both inside of the room and outside. So thank you guys for providing that. That's something that's unlike any other movement event, any other conference that I've ever been to on so many levels. I know that they're pushing you to go take to the airport and do some stuff. I don't even know. I see them over there. Laura, is there anything you'd like to own up to or own or say or anything?
I might eat a burrito for dinner. Do you hear this? And shit? I already told you, you come to North Carolina, I will make you a fruit tart.
And a burrito, apparently.
And a burrito. lots of burritos.
And also a burrito. Danny is dreaming of burritos now. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave the folks with?
Well, I'm sorry because she really distracted me on the burrito talk.
Danny's done, actually. No, she's gone. The mic's been
beers
dropped.
And burritos.
No, I'm just seriously overwhelmed and so grateful. I'm just seriously just so grateful that everybody showed up, participated, and shared and put themselves in the position to be here and to get out of their comfort zone. I think we're really making a big impact on all of the communities of the people that were here, because they're going to be able to take that away with them. And I can't wait to see where it goes and how we can continue to grow and empower and make some change.
I'm going to pull a little more out of you before you go, because you are just about growth. And you dropped a little bit of an announcement at the end about trying to do local things. Can you speak on that?
Yes. So very infancy stages here. But we are talking about doing pop-ups all over the world, literally the world, and having different Women Movements Collaborative participants host pop-up movement events. So whether it is literally going to play laser tag or going to work on handstands or going for a hike where, you know, everyone can kind of connect, stay together and find a way to, you know, move and keep things going, even if you can't make it to the larger events.
I love it. If they want to find more information on that, or you, how do they do this?
Yes. So if they want to find more information on that, they can check out the website. It is not on there right now.
Yeah.
But in the future, it will be on there. And also definitely check us out on Instagram, Women's Movement Collaborative, or at Women's Movement Collaborative. It's very long. So
that's fine.
Check the spelling.
That's fine. It's all there. I will link it for you guys. You don't have to work smarter, not harder. I will link it in the show notes. You guys, thank you not just for coming on, but for putting on hands down one of the best events that I've ever been to. And I've been to quite a few, and I've spoken at quite a few. And this was an honor to be part of this team and this community that you are creating. When you see something needs to be changed, you could just bitch about it, or you could do something about it. And you guys are doing that and really just leading the charge. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, my friends, Maestro, Laura, and Danny.